ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. వి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 10 చాప్టర్ 85 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 8 అండ్ 9. హిందీ మే జిస్కో సున్నా హై వో నీచే భక్తి వేదాంత హాల్ మే చలే జాయే, యా అంగ్రేజీ మే హోగా. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 8, ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. తర్పణం ప్రాణనం ఆపం దేవ త్వం తః చ తత్ రస ఓజ సహ బలం చేష్టా గతి వాయు త్వ ఈశ్వర. తర్పణం ప్రాణం ఆపం దేవ త్వం తాస తద్ తద్రస ఓజా సహో బలం చేష్టా గతిర్వాయుస్త్వేశ్వర. తర్పణం ప్రాణమాపం దేవత్వం త్వశ్చ తద్రసః ఓజసః బలం చేష్టా గతిర్వాయుత్వశేర్వర. తర్పణం ప్రాణమాపం దేవత్వశ్చ తస్చ తద్రసః ఓజసః బలం చేష్టా గతిర్వాయుత్వేశ్వర. తర్పణం ప్రాణమాపం ఆపం బలం చేష్టా గతిర్వాయు తత్పరం ప్రాణమాపం బలం ఇష్టా గతిర్వాయుత్వేశ్వర. తర్పణం ప్రాణమాపం దేవాత్వం తస్చ ఓజా బలం చేష్టా గతిర్వాయుత్వేశ్వరా. మాతాజీ, తర్పణం ప్రాణనామాపం దేవత్వం తాస్త తద్రస ఓజా సహ బలం చేష్టా గతిర్వాయుత్వేశ్వరా. తత్పరం ప్రాణమాపం దేవం తేష్టా గతిర్వాయు. తర్పణం the capacity to generate satisfaction. Prananam, the giving of life. Apam, of water. Deva, O Lord, Tvam, you, Taha, itself, Cha, and Tat, of it, Rasaha, the taste, Oja, bodily warmth and vitality, due to strength of the vital air, Saha, mental strength, Balam, and physical strength, Cheshta, endeavor, Gati, and movement, Vayu, of air, Tva, your, Ishvara, O Supreme Controller. Translation. My Lord, you are water, and also its taste, and its capacities to quench thirst and sustain life. You exhibit your potencies through the manifestations of the air as bodily warmth, vitality, mental power, physical strength, endeavor, and movement. There is no purport, so we shall go to text number 9. Desham tvam avakskasos api disa kham stota ashraya nado varanas tvam omkara kartinam prakta krittaya. Translation. You are the directions and their accommodating capacity, the all-pervading ether and the elemental sound residing within it. You are the primeval unmanifested form of sound, the first syllable Om, an audible speech by which sound as words acquires particular references, purport by disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In accordance with the general process of creation, speech always becomes audible in stages which proceed from subtle inner impulse to outward expression. These stages are mentioned in the mantras of the Rig Veda 1.164.45. Tavari vakka paritmita padani tani vidur brahmaye manisina gunaya trena nityena nangayanti turiyam vacho manushya vadanti. Translation. Discriminating brahmanas know of 4 progressive stages of language. 3 of these remain hidden within the heart as imperceptible vibrations, while the 4th stage is what people ordinarily understand as speech. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Jaya Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, हरे हरे प्रभुपाद की जय. सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द 10th कैंटो विच इज टाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड इंस्ट्रक्ट्स वसुदेव. ट्रांसलेशन अगेन नंबर 8. माय लॉर्ड यू आर वॉटर एंड ऑल्सो इट्स टेस्ट and its capacities to quench thirst and sustain life. You exhibit your past potencies through the manifestations of the air as bodily warmth, vitality, mental power, physical strength, endeavor, and movement. You are the directions and their accommodating capacity, the all-pervading ether and the elemental sound residing within it. You are the primeval, unmanifested form of sound, the first syllable, Om, the audible speech by which sound as words acquire particular reference. So, the most important thing is the sound, as you all know. Because unless you speak, people won't understand what you are saying. So speech is very, very vital. But here, a very interesting thing has been mentioned in the purport. And it comes from the Rig Veda. What does it say? It says that there are 4 progressive stages of speech. What you are hearing now is what I am speaking through my voice box and with the use of my tongue and my mouth and my lips. But that's the external. Stated here is that there are 3 other previous processes which remain hidden from you and from me within the heart of the speaker as imperceptible vibrations. So, I thought, let me make a research as to what are these 3. Because they are very important. If you are going to speak something as I am speaking now, it should make some sense. Otherwise, it makes nonsense. So, one should first understand how to speak. That is never taught. What is taught is A, B, C, D, A for apple, B for bat, C for cat. That's what you learn, right? Or in Hindi, it may be something like that, similar. But the fact of the matter is that there is always 3 particular positions. Firstly, as stated by Lord Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita, because after all our primary document is Bhagavad Gita, because it's spoken by God himself. What does the Lord say in the Bhagavad Gita? This external body, may be male or female, that doesn't matter. And it has its own external senses and internal senses. The external senses are like my mouth, my arms, my legs, genitals, anus, etc. External. And internal is what I see internally, what I prepare myself to speak, taste of the tongue, hearing here. External is the ear, but inside it there is a big mechanism how to listen to anything. And it's very important because the whole Srimad Bhagavatam was Shravanam and Kirtanam. As you all know, there are 9 processes of bhakti. Bhakti is very important because it takes you home back to Godhead. That's the only purpose of humanity. I was listening to Prabhupada yesterday morning and he asked a question to his disciples. What is the difference between animal and man? Simple. Because you eat, animal eats. You mate, animal mates. You sleep, animal sleep. You defend, animals defend. So what's the difference? So somebody said, we can read, write, we can listen, sit down, and we can study the shastras and so on. He said, yes, that is true. The animal cannot do that. Secondly, we can do japa, Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram Hari Hari.
Now when you do this japa, what happens? The six types of quote unquote, Radhanath Maharaj talks about the bad chewing gums, which stick to the heart, which sticks to the soul, unfortunately. Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Matsa. Kaam, lust. Lust is not just only for male, female. Lust is also power. Lust is for money. Lust is for position, etc. Kaam. Now that is the worst of the lot. Krishna says, there are three royal roads to hell. Which are the three? Lust, anger and greed. Kaam, Krodh and Lobh. Okay. So first three are the worst. If you are caught in that slippery path of Kaam, Krodh and Lobh, you are a goner. You are then in a sliding position to back to birth, death, old age and disease. So we have to get out of these first is the first three. Then the next three, which are the subsidiary ones. So by chanting the holy name of the Lord, the Kaam slowly, 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 slowly deteriorates. Of course, you also grow old, so the calm goes down. That's a different story. That's physically. But mentally, intellectually and spiritually, you have to clean your soul. And how do you clean yourself? With soap, right? In the morning, you have a bath, you clean yourself. But that's external. How do you get the soap inside to clean your heart and your soul? By this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 3.5 crore times in a lifetime. Kali Santara Upanishad. That's a hell of a lot. 3.5 crore times, 35 million times. That cleanses the soul perfectly. 16 rounds a day, 55.5 years. Everybody understood? So increase your rounds to 20 rounds, 22 rounds a day. It's not difficult. So first is Kaam. Krodh, you know anger. Now, anger is a very difficult thing to control. Because usually anger comes from two sources. Somebody telling you something, bakwas baat kar raha hai tu. So you get angry, he gets angry, fire, fire, more fire. More fuel. But anger can only be quenched just like fire can be quenched by cooling water. Right? Or some sort of carbon dioxide foam or something like that. So the only way to do a very important thing is to get rid of this anger, which is very difficult because we've had 84 lakh unis, 84 lakh births. 84 lakh, of which the last 4 lakh only are human. Now humans we see here in this room is one type. There are other humans also. If you go to Africa, they are all black. Every one of them. In Central Africa, not South Africa. If you go to, say, China, they are all, to me, they are all look like Chinese. Isn't it? So if you have different, if you go to Australia in the Aboriginal regions, they are, do you think you are in Tamil Nadu? Because they originally must have come from the same source. I don't know. But whatever it is, there are 4 lakh of these human beings. Alright. This separates us because Prabhupada said, when he asked the question, we can cleanse our souls by accepting a guru. A guru, the Sanskrit word guru has three meanings. Which are the three meanings? First meaning of guru is Jupiter, planet, guru, the heaviest planet on this solar system, after the sun. Though some say the sun is more gaseous and therefore nobody knows the weight. Second, guru also means the very learned personality who can deliver to you, just like a postman delivers to you your whatever letter or money order or whatever. So, the guru is the one who delivers you to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We'll come to this Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Holy Dham in a few minutes. That's guru. And guru also means the heaviest. as you, I already said Jupiter, but Guru is also, we have a very beautiful jewel. So Guru is like a jewel, you see, and we always value a jewel, right? So therefore we offer our obeisances to Guru. So here we have these three processes which are hidden before the speech is made. You are hearing me, but first at the starting, the soul speaks. I mentioned that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that the topmost is Param Ishwar. Param is supreme, Ishwar is controller. But we are also tiny controllers of our own household or our own family or whatever it may be, office or whatever, department. So we are also like a small Ishwar, tiny. Anu, Anu means atomic. Krishna is Vibhu, means he is infinite. Therefore, the speech starts with the soul. Remember that. A dead man whose soul has left his body cannot start a speech. He cannot say anything because the soul has gone. So the battery is dead. And therefore, the instrument is not going to work. Instrument meaning the body. So the remember, the soul makes the first intention. So the most important thing in life is to find out what's the intention of the other person. What is my intention? What is his intention? So the soul is where the intent starts. Then next to the soul is buddhi. Buddhi is intellect. Now here is very important. What is the function of buddhi? Prabhupada asked. So some of them answered correctly. Vivek. It's there in the Bhagavad Gita. Vivek means discrimination. Shall I do this or shall I do that? Shall I not do this or shall I do it? That is the function of the brain. As Shakespeare said, to be or not to be, that is the question. So we have to think. Buddhi. Sometimes it's wiser to keep quiet. The soul wants to express something and the buddhi says, wait a minute, this is not the right time. This is not the right audience. Right? And sometimes silence is golden. You have to keep quiet. And that's what most people cannot do. They utter something and later, it's like a bow and arrow. The arrow is gone. You can't catch it back. You can't run after it. And it's gone, it will hurt the other person very badly. So the word goes out and sometimes words hurt more than the arrows. You see, physical arrows. And therefore, it's worse. So the buddhi is supposed to control whether to let go or not to let go the arrow. Right? And that's very, very important. So we have to cultivate the buddhi. How do we cultivate the buddhi? How do we make it strong? Any idea, anybody? Yes, what? Reading scriptures is one, but most important is eating prasadam. Very important. Because prasadam, like any other food, is offered to Krishna which he wants. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya priyachati. He wants that. If there is a guest in your house, he is after all the owner and we are the servant. Just can you remove this? Because I want to see the Lord. And nikalo bhai isko. Ye kaam ho gaya iska. So, I'll put it on the side. So, here is the Lord Himself. He is the owner. Malik wah hai. Theek hai? Now you are all having so-called darshan. But do you know the real meaning of the word darshan? Darshan is not your meeting or seeing Lord. Mere ko Bhagwan dekhne. Aray bhai, theek hai. But more important is, He wants to see you 10 times more. Did you know that? The real darshan is, the Lord wants to see new people. He wants to call more people in His hall. Okay. So that is real darshan. And when you go to see, say, Prime Minister of India, President of India, whoever, you want to be, you know, in a nice, clean, you know, you want to appear better and so on. So yeah, this is not Prime Minister's baap ka baap hai wo. You see? He is the final authority. Supreme personality of Godhead. So you should always look very nice and neat and clean when you come to the temple. Right? And therefore, he will then appreciate. If he appreciates, aapka kaam ho gaya. Correct? So, you must please the Lord. That is the whole idea. Not chamcha giri, but actually giri. By actual performance of devotional service. That is bhakti. Alright? So, the first thing is, the soul wants to express something intent. The buddhi says to the soul, "Are bhai, this is not the right time. This is not the right audience." Or it may say, "Yes, let's go ahead." Then comes the mind. Correct? In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated. In that order. Soul. The first is Paramatma or Parameshwar, Atma or Ishwar. Then comes the buddhi. Below the buddhi comes the mind. So what does the mind do? I'll give you a very simple example. Just behind that gentleman who's sitting here in the saffron is an amplifier. You all have seen what is an amplifier, right? The mind is an amplifier. Simple. Okay. And the amplifier gets a signal. Otherwise the amplifier has no function. And the signal comes from the buddhi. Yes or no? Signal. Okay. So if the amplifier is just a dead dabba, then you are a mindless person. Correct? Then you are fit to go to a place like Thana. There used to be a mental hospital there. I don't know if it's still there. But you have to straighten out your mind. Again, the same point. The mind is improved by listening to kirtan, bhajans, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, by eating prasadam, and by associating with devotees, by having darshan of the Lord, and the Lord having his darshan. So the mind can be improved by these 5-6 ways. That is stated in where? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami says that. So we have to improve our mind. There is no alternate. Because the mind, Arjuna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, is stronger than the wind. Prabhupada says, it's like a monkey. The mind wants here, there, go everywhere. Right? The only way to control the mind is by the buddhi. And the only way to control the buddhi is by eating very good prasadam. Why prasadam? Because there is no onion, garlic, alcoholic things in it. Right? Now just imagine that you had nothing but alcohol whole day. What would happen to you? Just imagine. I don't say you should have. I don't advocate alcohol at all. But I have seen people drink morning to evening. They are called alcoholics. And there is anonymous alcohol. That's a different story. I'll talk to you later. But that alcoholic, in the beer or in the wine, there are two components. In the beer or wine, there are two components. One is what we engineers and chemists understand, the CH factors, means carbohydrates and other things in it. That's the chemicals in it. The things you can weigh, you can smell. Alcohol can be smelt. Alcohol can be weighed. But there is a subtle thing inside also. So, the physical body gets the physical thing from the alcohol, and the mind and the buddhi, man and the buddhi, gets the subtle part, because they are subtle. So, naturally, the subtle thing will take the subtle part, and the physical body will take the physical part. Okay. Now, what happens in the case of prasad? The moment you offer nice patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya priyachati, with love and affection to Lord, he'll accept it. He converts. All of you have, I'm sure 100%, all of you have had prasadam here many, many times. And you have tasted the same khichdi which you'll eat after this class. I hope there's khichdi. Some left. So, prasad tastes different. Am I correct or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Good. Because it has been tasted by the Lord. It has been accepted by the Lord. Converted by the Lord. From physical food to spiritual food. And that cleanses the mind and the buddhi
and even the soul. So prasad, prasad and prasad, that's all we should have. We should have nothing else. That's the fastest, quickest way. It's there in one of the old Back to Godhead. One article was written, I'm a prasad addict. So earlier he was a drug addict and he then converted to prasad addict. So it's better to become a prasad addict. So what happens is the speech, we were talking about the speech, three processes which you can't see. The soul has an intent. The soul then is given like a gate. The buddhi says yes, no. It says okay, I'm speaking now. So my buddhi said yes, please go on. Then the amplifier, that's the mind. Mind says okay, what volume do you want? Volume hai na usme, amplifier mein. Whether you want bass, you want to talk very low, or you want to talk very high. You see, that's treble. Okay? Whether you want to talk very fast, and a good amplifier can even amplify and speed up. You heard that echo effect. Correct? So the mind is like that. It'll go anywhere, anyhow. So you have to have a control on all those. That's clear? After that, it comes to the voice box, the speech. And then the tongue vibrates, the lips vibrate, etc., etc. That part you have learnt in school. But the first three parts, did anybody know these three processes? It took me 3 hours to understand it and find out where is it. Because it's there in the Rig Veda. But where is the Rig Veda, first of all? And it's mentioned which chapter, which this canto, chapter and shloka. But half of Rig Veda goes above our head, you know. Because it's a very old Sanskrit. And there are very few people who can understand the old Sanskrit. So then I found out these are the three processes. So it's very important. Please control your speech very, very carefully as if you are giving gold. Aap kisi ko sona dete hain? Kabhi nahi dete hain. You only give it to your wife or some child. Especially, I love these, my granddaughters and so on. You know, I read a beautiful SMS yesterday. It's no longer save the girl, child. It's no longer save the girl, child. In India, it is the girl has saved India. That's what happened a few days ago. Correct? Not one medal by any man. How it is. So that's how it is. So, the gold. So gold is the most valuable noble metal. Technically. And it's valued because it is also quite heavy. It does not deteriorate with time. Like iron will rust, etc. So here we have more valuable than gold is your words. Remember that. Because what does a good poet do or a good writer do? He writes or he speaks something and he gets gold. He's speaking. I was told the other day that this Hillary Clinton, no, she's standing for election for president of USA, another lady. So her husband came to Bombay and one banker, I won't give his name, I attended that conference. And this banker had paid this guy 1 crore rupees. I was shocked. He had to speak 3 times only. 3 hours. 3 ghante ka 1 crore. Arre baapre. What a taxi meter. So, good speech can get you a lot of gold and money. And therefore it is important to have very good speech. Again, few days ago I was listening to Prabhupada walking on Juhu Beach. And Prabhupada, while walking, he was smiling and then he started laughing. So the devotees asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why are you laughing? What happened? So he says, I was just thinking that all these people in Bombay, you know, he was putting his stick around, none of them can match me. So the devotees, you know how they are. Yes, yes, Prabhupada, we agree with you. Thinking about the spiritual side. But Prabhupada, I am not talking about spiritual now. Because I was originally a businessman. With 40 rupees, I went on the ship. No dollars, no traveler's checks, no debit card, credit card, no card. Maybe not even a visiting card. And I have now come here and I have got 600 crore rupees of property and wealth in 10 years. He says, look at Krishna, how much he gives us. He's given this hall also, isn't it? If anybody was here 20 years ago, were anybody here who came 20 years ago? Yes, Mataji? It used to be half this class was this school here, Tinkerbell School. This side here was that Iyengar's Yoga Wala, all these big, big rings and people were doing kusti and masti, all here. You see? And little Krishna we had and Radharani made of brass. They were on top of one little cupboard in the, what do you call, LNHO, Lady Northward Hindu Orphanage. That's how we started. But Radhanath Maharaj, with Prabhupada's mercy, has developed this into such a wonderful, one of the best, most beautiful temples of Krishna. If you see, from the point of view of delivery of Krishna Katha, I'm not talking about myself, but I'm talking about so many speakers who speak here. You get divine knowledge. You get divine inspiration. And then you can become a pure devotee of the Lord. Now, here, this chapter, as I said, was Lord Krishna instructs Vasudev. Means, the son is telling the father. He is instructing. This happens only in the spiritual world. Don't try to instruct your father. Maine bahut Diwali dekha hai. Aapse bata bahut jyada. That will be the standard answer your father will give you. But what I would do is, just to go a few pages back, there is an earlier chapter where actually Lord Krishna also instructs Nanda Maharaj. Now, it's very strange, isn't it? That Lord Krishna is first instructing Nanda Maharaj, okay? Because I wanted to know the previous slokas so that we can get the continuity and the flow of the whole thing. So earlier Nanda Maharaj says, I will give up my life if you don't come to Vrindavan. Okay? All of us are not going to go to Vrindavan without you. We have want to take you back to Vrindavan. So, Krishna then replies beautifully. He says, since I am omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. Okay, Krishna is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. I know what is inevitably going to happen to me. Please, my dear father, listen to me. Now, actually speaking, God has no father. Prabhupada gives Hare Krishna. So, Prabhupada Hare Krishna asks again a question to his disciples. How do you know this Krishna is God? How do you know that Krishna is God? So the answer Prabhupada himself gives is everyone has a father. Everyone. I have a father, you have a father, right? You have in this western part of India, we say your own name, then your father's name and your surname, family name. Right? In a passport it is written. Because that's an identification document. And the father has a father and the grandfather has a great-grandfather and so on and so forth. But if this goes on and on, then the last person, the topmost person is one who has no father. Then how is it that in this Bhagavatam, Krishna is saying, my dear father, why did he do that? So Prabhupada answers that the devotee had that love and affection. You see, if you have one thing, love and affection of God, your human life is successful. Otherwise, your human life is not successful. You'll have to come back again and you have to once more start with a little baby and start learning ABCD, as I said, and so on and so forth. It's not enjoyable, I can assure you, to be a child all over again. and over again, and over again, and over again. Let us solve this problem once and for all. The only solution to this problem is we have to become Krishna conscious. Now, Prabhupada said, Society for International Krishna Consciousness. What is this consciousness? Consciousness is the only property of the soul. Okay? When you leave this body, you leave this watch, golden watch behind, you leave the mala bala, everything behind, your bank account, your house, your car, your whatever you have, isn't it? Your share certificates. Where is that gentleman? Ah, there he is, from the Bombay Stock Exchange. So, he values his share certificate the most. Wo bhi reh jayega idhar, sab kuch. Ladies, so many ladies, what they value most, you know? Chanakya Pandit says, to please a lady, regularly give her jewels. Chanakya Pandit, not me, huh? So now all you know how to please a lady? Keep giving her jewelry. What she wants, not what you want. So then she is happy. Also give her a credit card. Because they are happiest when they are shopping in Phoenix or somewhere. So, thing is, how do you make the soul happy? Because this happiness of jewels and credit cards is not infinite, is not permanent. Correct? The happiness, because that's the purpose of life, is to be blissful. In this world we can be happy or not happy. But in the spiritual world there is only one way traffic. It's blissful. There is no unblissfulness. There is no opposite. That's why it's called absolute. This is the opposites in this world. Night, day, heat, cold, winter, summer, etc. But there is uniform temperature throughout. And that little experience came at one time in Mahabharata, it's mentioned, the reign of Yudhishthir. The reign of Yudhishthir, that happened. So here, Krishna is telling his own father that, see, please remember I have to do many other things. Mere ko bahut kaam hai bhai. Most children tell the grandfather and father when they want to go away. So Krishna says, I'm after returning to Dwarka from Kurukshetra, I will receive an invitation from Yudhishthir. There will be a Rajasya Yagya. I will kill Shishupal, which was one of the most important things. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says himself, Yadai Yadai Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharate, Abhyuthanam Adharmasya Tadasa Jamiyam, Paritranayam Sadhunam, Vinashaya Tushkritam. So this Shishupal, his own cousin, incidentally, Shishupal, Foika Digra, means father's sister's son. Again, like Kans was his mama. So two of, don't be surprised if your worst enemies are in your family. After which, if Krishna had two big enemies like that. So, I will again return to Dwarka and then to south of Mathura. Now this Dwarka and Mathura, I want to tell you, does everybody know why these are called holy dams? Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, etc. Why are they called holy dams? You know, this Mathura was established by Lord Ramchandraji's youngest brother. Okay? He put his life and soul there. So, who are these brothers of Lord Ramchandraji? Ram himself, the eldest brother, Bharat. Then there was Lakshman Shatrughna. They were twins. Okay? So, we are talking about Shatrughna. Shatrughna was the one who established the township of Mathura. And because he is Aniruddha. See, Ram, Bharat, Lakshman and Shatrughna only appear in Treta Yuga. But eternally, Ram is none other than Vasudev. One. Two, Bharat is none other than Pradyumna. Then Shankarshana is Lakshman and Aniruddha is Shatrughna. Okay, Chaturvyu. So technically they are eternal, but they take the form Vasudev in Treta Yuga. Vasudev we call Krishna also Vasudev, sure. Vasudev in Treta Yuga takes the form of Lord Ram because he has one function, he has to kill Ravan. Okay. Here he has to kill this fellow. But why this killing? You know, some people would say, doesn't look nice, you know. God comes and kills. Wo kya butcher hai kya? But actually speaking, it is an essential thing for the person who gets killed. Otherwise he would go on sinning more and more. And therefore he has to put an abrupt end to it. So that the sinning stops. And he gets a fresh chance. And all these asuras, when they were killed by Krishna, they got a divine form. Because they were looking at Krishna when they were killed. In fact, all the soldiers in Kurukshetra, we are talking about Kurukshetra, all the soldiers in Kurukshetra from the Kaurav side prayed to Krishna, as we are doing now, prayed to Krishna that please see that you look at us and I look at you when you kill us. Because then we will go home back to Godhead. Hamera kaam ho jayega. So that is why several of the great warriors were on the opposite side. Including, you'll be shocked to know, the Pandava's mama himself went on the other side. By mistake, of course, but whatever. That is there in Mahabharata. So Krishna says, don't worry, I will reside in your heart. Because we all talked about the heart. And by your vachan, by your talk, by your mantras, by your remembering me, all that memory, where it is said in Bhagavad Gita, 15.15, right? Sarvasya chaham radhi sannivishto smuktir jnana ponancha vedesya sarver panditji. You remember 15.15? Panditji aap. Vedesya sarver aham eva vedyo vedanta krut ved. Ved ka anta mehi hu. So in your heart Lord Paramatma resides. So why not we turn to him and listen to him instead of listening to all that gossip and all nonsense of the whole world. So that is what Krishna is saying. That you are in a better position where you are. Just as you all are here in this hall. You are in a very good position here. You are listening to Krishna Katha. You are seeing Krishna. You will shortly have Krishna Prasad, we hope. And then what? You are having association of devotees. That solves your problem. As they say in America, what's your problem, man? You don't have a problem. Once you enter here, you follow. That's why we are in a very, very perfect position to go home back to Godhead. Solve your problem by coming here regularly. Okay. Now we come to a very important part. We come to the important part of Dwarka. I mentioned, no? Holy Dham. Why Dwarka is a holy Dham? So I was searching for that. I was searching for the answer. And I found the answer in this Garga Samhita. Garga Samhita. The title of that chapter is a beautiful title. Arrival of Sri Dwarka. Arrival of Sri Dwarka, I said. Dwarka comes? Yes, Dwarka came. What happened actually was that at the end of Satyug, when Treta Yuga started, there was an emperor in India, okay? And this emperor's name was Sharyati. Emperor Sharyati. And this Emperor Sharyati was a fantastic conqueror. He defeated all the other kings of the world. And he consolidated everything into Bharatvarsh. That is how the capital of the world was actually here in India. Because of this gentleman. And this Sharyati was not a devotee of the Lord. But he believed in Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. Now, there are two type of people. Those who believe in rituals, you know. So, he was one of those ritualistic fellows. He believed in this. He had three sons. The eldest son was Uttamabhati, middle one was Anartha, and the last one was Burisena. Now, the man was getting old. 10,000 years he was the ruler. And he said, now, you, my dear son, he told the first son, the eldest fellow, that Uttanbari, you take care of the eastern part of the world. Okay? And he said to the middle fellow, Anartha, that you take care of the western part of the world. And the youngest boy, his son, Purusena, you take care of the southern part of the world. So he divided the whole world into three for his three sons. And then he made a big mistake. I told you about speech. He spoke the wrong words. He started lecturing to his sons. Nobody likes to hear lectures. We all come here not for lectures. We come here for Krishna Katha. So now we are going to talk of Dwarka Katha. Because this whole 10th canto, this last portion, takes place in Dwarka. So it's necessary to know about Dwarka. And this I have not found anywhere except here. Now what happened? This king started becoming grandiose. I, the great, these are the exact words. I am the greatest one. The entire earth is mine. I'm just repeating the words what are stated in the Shastras. I rule and protect everyone, and the religious principles are protected by me. I am the most powerful. I have conquered this earth, and now the future is in your hands, he tells his three sons. The youngest boy, youngest son, quietly takes whatever is given by the father and goes away. The eldest one, thank you very much, and he goes away. The middle fellow says, what are you talking about? He's telling his father, you do not own the earth, nor do you rule and protect it, nor do you conquer it with your own prowess. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, the difference between a devotee, even in times of Lord Chaitanya, there was the Smartha Brahmans and the Vaishnava Brahmans. Anyway, so Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-powerful ruler of the earth. The earth belongs to Krishna. It's his own property, soul property of Krishna. He rules and he gave you the chance for a short time to become the king. And you think you are giving us your Esab Menivanaya. What is all this nonsense? The middle fellow, the son, is getting this property and he's blaming his father, talking too much. And the father is fuming and fuming and fuming, somewhat like how Prahlad was telling whom? Hiranyakashipu. Oh, best of the asuras. I mean, normally anybody would understand what he spoke. But because this greatest of all asura was Hiranyakashipu, was so drunk with power, lust, that he didn't appreciate or not appreciate. So, this fellow got so angry, so angry. Now, who's speaking all this katha? Narad Muni. He's telling whom? The predecessor of Janak Raja in Janakpuri. You all know Sitaji was born and her name is Janaki because she is the daughter of Janak. So, Narad Muni happened to have been at Janakpur, or what it was called before Lord Janak was the king. And the king at that time, his name was Bahulavasa. He was the king of Mathura and a great devotee. So, he's telling him this katha. So, because it is that fellow only asked, Bahulavasa, ki, I can understand Vrindavan. I can understand my, this one, Janakpur, or whatever it was called then. I can understand other, Jagannath Puri, very ancient. But how Dwarka came, you explain to me. How Dwarka became so important that Lord Krishna spent maximum amount of his time in Dwarka. Why is it so important? Then he answers, wounded by the arrows of the sons, words. I told you, no? Words can wound more than arrows. Right in the beginning I mentioned. So this fellow is saying, this king is saying, I am the king of the whole world. Everybody is bowing to me except you. And you are my son. And you are saying, you are not this, you are not this, you are not this. Kya baat hai? And you are revolting against me. So, He says, if your so-called Krishna is the supreme and he is the owner of everything, get out of my kingdom. Now, getting out of kingdom means where? Because everything belonged to the king at that time. So, he had to go in the ocean. Poor fellow. So, he went, because he was assigned the western part. The only place where there was, he said, you can't put your foot on any land. So, the poor fellow had to go in the ocean part. Okay, this boy. His second son is called Anartha. What did he do in the ocean? He meditated on Lord Krishna. He just meditated on Lord Krishna. 100%. And 10,000 years, it's written here, he stayed in that place and prayed to Krishna. Now you can only protect me. I have tried to tell good things to my father, the correct truth, but he is not willing to listen. After that, Krishna himself comes down to this devotee. Somewhat like the way, there's another big story which I could tell you about, related to Dwarka. You remember there is a Gajendra elephant in the Srimad Bhagavatam and that crocodile catching the... That happens in the river at Dwarka, incidentally, Gomti River. And the lake is also very famous there. That is explained by Narad Muni later on. But let's stick to this creation of how Dwarka came from the supreme spiritual world. So, Lord Krishna himself comes. And then, this is a beautiful language used. See, that's the thing. You can please the Lord by using your tongue. By using sweet words. So, this boy earlier gave bitter words to his father. Because his father was talking too much. Because Krishna was not talking at all. He gave very good words, sweet words to Krishna. Okay, what did he say? Oh, the most merciful one. He is saying to Lord Krishna, you have given to Dhruv Maharaj the best of all abodes. The same problem had happened, Dhruv Maharaj ka. Then he gave him the Dhruv planet, which is called the pole star, right? Northern pole star, which stays in Dhruv, fixed position. Dhruv means fixed. Dhruv means steady, fixed. He has, Adar, correct. That's a Gujarati word. Most are not understanding Gujarati. Aap Gujarati hai kya? To? South Indian? Marathi hai ka? Bara. Adar hai ka? Adar. Bara. Marathi madhi Adar sangtat. Panditji, am I correct? You tumhi bhi Marathi hai. Doni madhi ekhi shabd hai. Bara. To, that's very important, you see. The moment you speak the language that the person appreciates, they are happy. Tumhi Marathi madhi goshti kartat ka? Mi laan hota tava sun Marathi. Raste var sikla hai. Playing cricket. Sagle mumle ite cricket kheltat na. Mumbai madhi cricket. Everybody. Small children learn cricket only. And most of the cricket players are Marathi boys. So we have to learn Marathi. Because what they speak, we'll not understand initially. But gradually, we speak the same language. So, association. So, if you associate with devotees like him, Prabhuji's are here, you'll become part of the Krishna Lok. They are all part of Krishna Lok. Okay. So, he praised the Lord. And then he said, I am so sorry to disturb you, my Lord, and you have to come all the way down here. But I am in a big problem. I can't go on any land. Because everything my father says is his property. I say it is yours. So please let me know how I should have my own land. And because you are Kshatriya prince, he wants kingdom. So Krishna thought for a while and he said, okay, I will give Krishna's reply, this beautiful reply. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, I am pleased by your devotion, but I do not have any other earth in this universe to give you, O King. What should I do to grant your boon? Krishna is also a pakka, you know. He is asking such questions. Therefore, O Mighty One, I will place on this earth 800-mile portion of my pure and glorious Vaikuntha world. So Krishna actually cuts part of the Vaikuntha world and brings it down as Dwarka. Has everybody understood now how Dwarka was created? Dwarka, and then Narad Muni explains in the next three chapters of this Garga Samhita, for each part of Dwarka, how it can, any part if you remember, remember only by going there, worshipping, bathing, that's the best. But if you don't go there, by simply reading the book and remembering, or by Krishna Katha like we are having now, that solves your problem. You can go back to Krishna Lok. Go home back to Godhead. Okay. That is why Krishna stayed in Dwarka. That is why Prabhupada says, there is no difference between Krishna, Krishna's holy dham, because it comes from him only. Krishna's pastimes, correct? Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's prasadam, it's absolute. Now you understood about dham, holy dham, why Dwarka is a holy dham? Because it's a part of Vrindavan from Vaikuntha planets. Okay, he has brought it down. Wherever Krishna is, it is Vrindavan. So there is no difference between Dwarka and Vrindavan in that sense. So in after this, this father was shocked. Which is this land that my son got? You see? And that is when he realized that my son is superior to me. Because he could meet God himself. And God has given him this property. Okay. So that is the story of Dwarka. I thought I should share this with you. Because I was also interested in a little research as to why are we considering all these holy dhams, why we visit them at all. Why these yatras to Vrindavan and Dwarka and so on and so forth. The reason is because the Lord resides there. It is part of His property, not our property. And therefore by entry to Dwarka, and if you are fortunate, if you live in Vrindavan or Dwarka, you are already there in the holy dham. So then it's just a matter of process. Supposing you are residing in a beautiful place, okay, as a servant, means you are residing there, right? You are enjoying the same air conditioning or the same wind or whatever in Marine Drive. Supposing there is a beautiful flat in Marine Drive. You are going to have the ocean view, you are going to have the nice sunset. What the owner is seeing, you are going to see. Whether you are servant or not servant. So it's better to be a servant of Krishna and enjoy. Because then, you don't have the responsibility. Wo sab malik ka hai. Then it's his problem, not our problem. And he gives everything. It's like a dog, you know. Krishna, there is a beautiful kukur, no? There is a Bengali word is kukur, no? Who said that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Ami kukur. That beautiful, my Bengali is not so good. But there is a very good bhajan. That I am like a dog of yours. Now why dog? Why dog? Anybody can tell me? Huh? Loyalty. Correct. 100%. I was seeing one, I sometimes see TV also. So in that program, because I have to sometimes talk to my grandchildren, so there, this dog protects a child from the wolf attack. It's very interesting to see, because originally dogs came from wolves only. Uska vamska hai wo. You see? So, this Alsatian dog looked like a wolf only. Particularly when that wolf was attacking this Alsatian dog, which was protecting the child. Both were ferociously fighting like wolves only. There was no difference. You couldn't make out. Similarly, you can't make out the difference between a devotee and an asur. They both look similar. It's not that the asurs have big horns and big teeth outside and all that. Wo sab kuch nahi hai. Ravan was extremely handsome actually, if you ask me. You see? Ravan was not looking bad. Actually, there was one Gujarati actor called Arvind something, no? Trivedi. Arvind Trivedi. And Ramayan, you know? So that's how Ravan looked, like Arvind Trivedi himself. So that is how it was, you see. But the Ravan had this lust. He could not control his lust. He was the embodiment of lust. And therefore, he got into serious trouble. I think we are nearly 10 o'clock. And I have still not started yet. I have done halfway through. Now, I will tell you one very interesting thing. This you should all know. I told earlier, no, that Krishna kills. And then somebody may ask, Are, kya ye? To mera Bhagwan sabko maar deta hai. This is a fact. All of us are going to die. Sabko maar dene wala hai. Because this is Mrityu Lok. You have come to the place of death. That's why these associates of Krishna didn't want to come here. You know that? Govardhan. Govardhan is part of Krishna's heart. Do you know this? Govardhan is an extension of Krishna's heart. He said, no, mere ko nahi aana hai. Yamuna Devi says, no, I am not coming. Radhaji says, I am not coming. Then Krishna says, mera leela hoga kaise? How will I do my Krishna katha? You all have to come. So then, as usual, Radhaji says, if Yamuna comes, I will come. And Yamuna says, if Govardhan is coming, then I will come. So Krishna had to beg each one of them and get them here. But then, the difference is, between death and mukti. Do you know the difference between death and mukti? Everybody knows? Alright, sir. You tell me. You are saying you know. What is death and what is mukti? Mukti, okay. But that is the result you are talking about. But I am talking about the process. The process is this. Death is defined. Now we are talking about definition, like in a scientific way. Death is defined in the Sanskrit dictionary. Death is defined when the soul separates from the body. Okay? The soul has left the body. But the vasanas remain with the soul. That is death. Vasanas means unfulfilled desires. So, what is it? Death is when the soul departs from the body, but when the soul departs, it still has material vasanas, desires. Therefore, back again under the body. That is death. Okay. And mukti is when you are living, that soul has already left all vasanas. And therefore, whether you are in the body or not in the body, you are still mukta. Because Prabhupada says it many times in his lectures, that you can have mukti even in the body, when you are living in the body. I was wondering, how is that possible? I thought mukti comes only after death. But no, mukti is related to elimination of all vasanas. Okay, so the difference between death and mukti is, a person who is mukta has no more material desires, whether he lives in this body or lives outside this body. Clear? And therefore, Krishna gave all his enemies also mukti. Because at one shot, he fulfilled all their vasanas. Even, let's take the example of Putna, the first one. She had a vasana to give her breast milk to all these children, but the nipple was poisoned. So Krishna sucked off all the poison from her, all the vasanas from her. So she became mukta. And what was the position she got? She got a nurse in the spiritual world, in Krishna's holy dham only. That is the process of mukti. So you all understood. I thought I should add this element of why Krishna kills everyone. And we should get killed. We should die. Just believe me, I am 76 years old. And as I have seen older and older people, including my late mother, after a certain time, they don't want to continue in this body. Because they are a burden to youngsters. They are a burden to themselves. They keep breaking the hip bone or some bone or the other. Okay. But it so happens that I went to a school, Cathedral High School, where we had a PT teacher who was from the Indian Navy, Billy Moria. And he made us tough, like in the Navy. So even if you get old, you are still tough. At least I think I am. But the point is that one should not continue forever. Somebody says, I'll give you eternal life. Arey Baba, Buddha, Buddha, okay, kya karne ka hai? Getting older and older. You see, one should go home back to God and continue to do service. When you are mukta, there are two possibilities. Either you do devotional service or you don't do devotional service. If you don't do devotional service, then mukti is of no value. Okay. The next thing is value. Anything you see, you have to consider value. Alright. So, valuable mukti is the one where there is devotional service also. Like Prabhupada was mukta. I remember, I saw him, I've observed very carefully that he had no material desires. And yet, tons of money came to him. That is the point. If Krishna wants you to become wealthy, he can make you the wealthiest person. And if Krishna wants you to do a kingfisher job, he can make you the poorest and give you no reputation. And you are hunting around, and you are being hunted around by all governments, servants. So, poor fellow, make no alcohol drinks. Otherwise, you will suffer the same fate as Kingfisher's owner. Poor fellow. So, it's not a good thing. Give prasad to everybody. Don't give them alcohol. Hare Krishna. Nearly 10 o'clock. Any questions or comments? Yes, please. Mike.
I want to compare Bhagavad Gita and chanting. Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Gita Gangotakam Pitva Punarjanvane Vidyate. And the essence of chanting is Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshesham Mam Sucha. So the start of Gita Mahatma starts with Gita Gangotakam Punarjanvane and chanting essence. So, so means for this age, like, means I have read Bhagavad Gita 5 times. So what is the easiest process to understand philosophy or to do chanting?
Beautiful question. Very good question. Bhagavad Gita. Very good question. Thank you very much. You read it 5 times. I've been more fortunate and more older, so I've read 40 times. 8 times more than you. You said about Gita Mahatme. You know who wrote the Gita Mahatme? Adi Shankaracharya, not any Shankaracharya. Adi Shankaracharya. What is the most important shloka of that Mahatme? The last one, the final summary, instruction. What is the last shloka? No. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Devo Devasya Tevasya Eko Mantrasya Namani Yani Karmya Pekam Tasya Devasya Seva. That is the final thing that Adi Shankaracharya said. Ekam Shastram. What does Adi Shankaracharya say? There is only one Shastra. Ekam Shastram. Devaki Putra Gitam. Devaki Putra means Lord Krishna's Bhagavad Gita. Okay. Ekam Shastram. Devaki Putra Gitam. Eko Mantrasya Namani Yani. There is only one mantra. His holy name. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Deva Devasya Namani Yani. There's only one God, the one whose name is there in Bhagavad Gita as a speaker. Bhagavanu Vacha. But which Bhagavan? Lord Krishna. That's why it's written Bhagavanu Vacha, Bhagavanu Vacha. Others are Arjuna Vacha, or right in beginning Dhritarashtra Vacha. What does Dhritarashtra start? What is the first shloka? Anybody remember? Kurukshetra Kema Samaveta Yuyutsava Mamakaha. Mama means me. Mamakaha Pandavas Chaiva Kimakuruvata Sanjaya. Okay. So he's separating. These are my sons. Actually, he should not have done that, but he did it. He said, these are my sons, Kauravs. What happened between them? So Sanjay Uvacha, then comes Sanjay. But throughout, otherwise it's all Bhagavan Uvacha. So Vedvyasa is emphasizing, Adi Shankaracharya is emphasizing, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is emphasizing, all the Acharyas, Ramanucharya, Yomanacharya, Nimbalkar Acharya, Ye Vallabhacharya, every Acharya is, Acharya means those whose life they have devoted to the same function as what they speak. That is Achar, Vichar and Karachar, all three. So, only Krishna, Ekam Shastram, Ekam, Ekam, only one, Ekam Shastram, Devaki Putra Gitam, Eko Deva, Devaki Putra Eva. There is only one God, Devaki Putra Eva. Eko Mantrasya, Namani Yani, there is only one mantra. That is the holy name of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ekam Shastram, Devaki Putra Gitam, Eko Deva, Devasya Putra Eva, Eko Mantrasya, Namani Yani. Karmaya pekam tasya devasya seva. Do only devotional service of this Lord Krishna. Please don't tax your brain anymore. Adi Shankaracharya is good enough for us. Unhone bola hai, karo. Phir abhi time must waste karo. Mera aur aapka. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, there is some announcement. A special training program for all those interested in doing school Gita preaching, GCL. There is seminar in Bhakti.